Roman English has been used in software nowadays. The Holy Quran has been written in Roman. Please explain it. Writing is not allowed, but what is the Sharia ruling for reading?
It will be the distortion of word as well as the distortion of meaning, and a person will recite it differently and it is haram. Distortion of word means that the word will change and the changing of word will change the meaning as well. Let me give an example. Someone writes down Q-U-L, Qul. Somebody will pronounce it as Qul and someone will pronounce Qul. If he recites Qul, it means that you speak. But if he recites Qul, it means that you eat. It has been changed. So changing of word from Qul to Qul changes the meaning also. Tahreef-e-Lafzi means distortion of the word, and Tahreef-e-Manvi means distortion of meaning. Here distortion of word will occur. What has been spoken by Allah, there are words and sentences which have been revealed by Allah. So a person might make a mistake. At the time of recitation, he will not pronounce the exact word which has been revealed by Allah. Therefore, it is neither allowed to recite Roman Quran-e-Pak, nor is it allowed to write in this form.
You have elucidated excellently, mashallah. People say that they don't know how to decide what they can do. They didn't know counting of money, but they learned it as well. So they should learn recitation of Quran also. People should make effort to learn people. Get many educational degrees. I often point out that such people are called literate. How can I call such people literate who cannot recite Quran even by looking at it? A literate person is the one who recites Quran properly, who knows Quran or Hadith, who knows orders of Allah and the Holy Rasul, and is conversant with the religious knowledge. From worldly viewpoint, literate people are those who get worldly education generally. People understand what I mean. This excuse won't work on Judgment Day. That we didn't know, therefore we recited in Roman. Reciting Quran in Roman is not the correct recitation, and thus a person becomes sinful.